USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House, in a party-line vote on Thursday, approved legislation to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the nation, sending the bill to the Senate. Winning a vote in the Senate will likely require ending the filibuster that requires most legislation to clear a 60-vote hurdle. Even then, not all 50 Democrats in the Senate back making D.C. a state. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he hasn't heard from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi regarding forming a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
I have gotten nothing from her. Leader McConnell has received nothing from her. She was even in my office yesterday. She could have dropped the letter off. Nothing from her. So I'm not quite sure who she's talking to or what she's talking about.
The California Republican also saying he will not negotiate over a formation of a committee in the media. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Last Thursday, Senator Ed Markey introduced a bill to pack the Supreme Court, increasing the number of justices from 9 to 13 in order to give Democratic appointees a one-vote majority. A week later, Markey has yet to gain a single Senate co-sponsor for the bill. It's very hard for me to see that changing. That's what Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, said of the current number of Supreme Court justices. Regarding packing the Supreme Court, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, speaking outside the Supreme Court, says,
"The court would become a political football, destroying its independence, and American people would lose faith in the institution. By increasing the number of United States senators making D.C. a state, it's the biggest assault on the Senate in my lifetime."
U.S. workers filing for unemployment claims reached another pandemic low at 547,000 last week. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Covering the cost of health care is a challenge for many Americans, even those who have health insurance. Once someone is able to receive care, paying for any prescriptions is a whole other hurdle to get over. The high cost of prescription medication has been an issue and political talking point in recent years, especially considering pharmaceutical companies are some of the most profitable companies in America. When you go to buy a prescription at a pharmacy, you're not only paying what the manufacturer sells the drug for, but also any markup the pharmacy adds on top of that. ScriptCo is changing that. Instead of marking up the price of prescriptions to make a profit, ScriptCo is going the way of Netflix and offering a yearly membership. Co-founder of ScriptCo, Zach Zeller, tells NBC's Today Show,
"The hardest thing in healthcare is no one pays the same price for the same thing. You could have 10 people walk into a pharmacy and get the exact same medication and pay 10 different prices."
And as far as how ScriptCo makes money?
So our money and our revenue comes solely from the membership.
ScriptCo costs $140 a year or $50 for 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden's choice to lead NASA says it's still possible to land astronauts on the moon by 2024. Bill Nelson making those comments during his Senate confirmation hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.